This is Night Call. Broadcast live with host Russ Gibb and tonight's guest, Charles Schulz, creator of the comic strip Peanuts. Tonight's subject is Teenage, a Disease. You participate by calling Night Call's national phone number, 313-846-6601. Now here's Night Call host, Russ Gibb.
Hello, night people. This is Gibb. Tonight on Night Call, we begin a week-long look at teenagers. Starting us off on our investigation, we have standing by in Sebastopol, California, Mr. Charles Schulz, creator of the comic strip Peanuts. Being a father himself and a keen observer of the American teenager, he's well qualified to talk on tonight's topic, Is Teenage a Disease? If you'd like to ask Mr. Schulz a question about the disease or make a comment on teenagers, give us a call here at Night Call. Our national Night Call number is area code 313-846-6601. Now remember, you may call from anywhere collect. Please make the call station to station. The number, area code 313-846-6601. Now our Night Call lines are open and the operators are on duty, so we'd like to hear from you on the topic of teenagers. Area code 313-846-6601. And we here at Night Call would like to welcome WFBM from Indianapolis tonight as they join us here on Night Call for the first time. Mr. Schulz, is teenage a disease?
It certainly sounds as if it is to a lot of people these days. They seem to think that the whole thing is some sort of sickness which strikes kids as soon as they get to be 13. But you know where this saying comes from?
No.
I used it as a title of a book. In fact, I did a series of cartoons which have been running in church papers for about 7 years, and one of the gag lines had something to do with this teenage boy remarking to his father that actually being a teenager is not like having a disease. And this was the title of a collection of these cartoons.
Well, what are the symptoms of this teenage disease?
The symptoms is, I think, a fever for growing up, don't you think?
Well, now, what do you mean by a fever for growing up?
Well, it's this desire suddenly to want to accomplish everything there is to do in this world and to accomplish it right now, and I can't wait for another moment. And I think the diagnosis is for the parent to make, and the first thing is to kind of slow down this fever. This is the problem that we have, to try to get the, while they're still children, why refer to them much as anything but this? Because actually, as they enter this phase, they really still are children, and they just have to be convinced that there's no sense in trying to live their whole life now within the next few years, and slow down and try to take things calmly. But then, of course, we have to have the understanding and try to recall what we were like at this age, and just try to go along with them and try to possibly realize that maybe they are a little older than we think they are. Maybe we try to think that they're too young.
Charlie, can you remember when you were a teenager?
Yes.
Did you find that you had all the symptoms that you were just talking about?
When I was a teenager?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. I was a terrible teenager.
What do you mean you were a terrible teenager?
Well, it wasn't much fun for me. I wasn't one of the quick ones to mature. I never really matured till I got to be about 41. So, you see, this was my problem.
Are the characters in the Peanut Gang, are they really just sort of little teenagers?
I don't really think so much about teenagers when I draw Charlie Brown and Linus in this crowd. I'm thinking about people as a whole. Sometimes I regard them strictly as little children, and I talk about them in this manner in the strip, but mainly I'm just thinking about people of all ages when I draw Charlie Brown and these other guys.
Well, now, you have a stable of youngsters there now, don't you?
Well, we have five. Two of these five are teenagers. We have a boy, 13, and then our oldest is a girl whose name is Meredith, and she is 15.
Well, now, is this teenage disease contagious? Do you find that the 15-year-old and the 13-year-old are infecting the youngsters?
The problems do have a tendency to overlap, I suppose you might say, but I think that I think some of the kids just seem to get into this a little faster. Except for the fact that he is 13, we'd have no idea at all that this one boy has suddenly become a teenager because he seems to be maturing much slower. Our other girl, however, has matured amazingly in the last year or so. And we're battling the battle of driver's licenses and dating and all of this sort of thing now with her and her friends.
Do you think that the teenage disease, that one of the complications is the automobile?
Yes, and I think it is it's just one of these things which has compounded all of the other problems. It is definitely a problem when you live out in a rural area such as this, where I think the driving is even more hazardous than it might be in the city. It's one thing to drive in a residential area where you are more or less forced to keep to certain speed limits and the roads are not quite as hazardous. But out here, you have stretches of highway which are really extremely dangerous and require a good deal of skill to travel. And of course, it's frightening to think that your child is out there, just as it is frightening to think that there are all sorts of others out there.
But I wonder if the patient really worries about it.
Oh, undoubtedly they don't, no.
Charlie, we have a caller now from Denver, Colorado, a listener on KTLN, Miss Lucille Harms. Good evening, Lucille, and welcome to Night Call.
Hello there. Say, you know what?
No. Tell me what.
I hope you heard about our Broncos winning out here.
No, I didn't hear about that.
Oh, yes.
Well, congratulations.
We beat the Jets the other day, 16-13. And I wonder if you could put a little more football into Peanuts. I think Peanuts would make a wonderful football hero.
Well, it would be fun, except that I can't draw 11 people all in one square.
No, you wouldn't have to do quite that, but just give the problems of being a little sharp boy trying to get on a big team.
Yeah, well, that's a pretty good idea.
Uh-huh.
But like I
wonder if you had thought about getting Peanuts.
Pardon?
A little slot racing, making these little cars and Peanuts' mother stepping on the doggone cruise.
I didn't hear that.
The slot racing, these are the little cars.
Making these little cars. And then you, they put together a lot of screws.
Yes, that's a good idea. I haven't had much to do with this. Some friends of ours have gone through this, and I don't think I know enough about it personally.
Oh, it's quite the thing in Denver. We have quite a few very fast tracks.
Yeah, that's
but
a very good idea.
I don't consider this a disease. I have two of them, and I feel very highly insulted
when
my children feel as they have a disease. I wish you would coin a different word.
I maintain that it is not a disease, too. That's why I use the line.
Well, you know, this kind of perplexes me because I'm in my 40s, and I'm certainly not ready for the rocking chair. And, you know, I think we're too prone to put ourselves in various categories. So why not just put it in a sort of a, well, a happy growing up period?
Well, it should be. I think that this is...
My children are. I mean,
sure.
We have lots of problems, such as the haircut, the beetle haircut, you know?
Yeah, but what do we do with the unhappy ones?
Well, they soon survive. I wonder, did Peanuts go through these beetle haircuts? I didn't notice that.
Doesn't Linus sort of have the original beetle haircut?
Well,
yeah.
He has one of Charlie's fixed up in the bag.
Yeah, he has pretty wild hair.
Yeah.
Well, Lucille?
I don't know how you handle that. I know I called the barber on the side, and I told him to have an accident. And that worked beautifully.
Lucille? My dad is a barber, so I don't have any problem there.
I want to thank you for calling Night Call.
Well, I really think we have a lot to be proud of with our teenagers. After all, they did come along right after the Second World War, so we only have results of our own feelings.
Uh-huh.
Lucille, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Our time's up. Miss Lucille Harms from Denver, Colorado, a listener on KTLN.
Our guest tonight, Mr. Charles Schulz, and of course he's the creator of the comic strip Peanuts. Our topic is Teenage a Disease. You're tuned to the Night Call Network.
This is Night Call, where you participate by calling Night Call's national phone number, 313-846-6601. Host Russ Gibb will return in 70 seconds with more Night Call.
Look, I'm quite self-sufficient. I made myself what I am, thank you.
But don't you think all of us occasionally could use a little divine or...
Gee, I gotta run. Here's my card, anyhow. I'm a vice president now.
Well, good.
Yes, indeed.
But your name, it's just penciled in here.
Well, there's a big turnover in personnel. You know how it is.
Uh-huh. Well, that's just about how it is in life, isn't it?
Pardon?
We're all just penciled in.
Where you get the idea you can make it all by yourself. Doesn't it get a little lonely sometimes out on that limb without him? It's a great life, but it could be greater. Why try and go it alone? The blessings you lose may be yours.
Proceeding was presented by the United Presbyterian Church. This is Night Call, and here is host Russ Gibb.
Hello again, night people. This is Gibb, and our guest tonight on Night Call is Mr. Charles Schulz, the creator of the comic strip Peanuts. And our topic is Teenage a Disease. And for the lady out in Denver, we're sort of kidding about the disease part of teenage life. If you'd like to call us and express an opinion or ask a question of Mr. Schulz here at Night Call, give us a buzz at area code 313-846-6601. Now remember, you may dial us direct. And if you wish, you may make it collect. We'll pick up the bill. Now, remember that number. It's area code 313-846-6601. And our lines are now all open, and our operators are on duty, and we await your comment here on Night Call. Charlie, we were talking about the fact that teenagers do go through a stage, obviously. Does it strike all teenagers the same way?
Oh, not at all, and of course this is what makes it such a problem, because not only does it not strike all teenagers the same way, it doesn't strike all parents the same way, which means there you're multiplying two by two, and again the problem is compounded. I think you can throw in another element, and this is the section of the country. I think it matters greatly where you live, too.
You mean they vary from area to area?
Yes, I think the pressures are greater in certain sections of the country than they happen to be in others.
Do you think part of the treatment of this disease is the ability to communicate with teenagers?
Oh, there's no doubt about it. We certainly have to listen. I find a great joy in just sitting around in the evening and talking with them. This is something which, you know, you don't really get to do with smaller children. We had a wonderful young girl spend this last summer with us, and she and our daughter, Meredith, and the rest of us used to sit around here in the living room in the evening and be able to talk about things that we never could talk about when the girls were younger. And it really is a joy.
Well, now, do you find that teenagers do want to talk to adults?
I think so.
Well, why do we hear the complaint so many times that, my kid just won't talk to me?
Well, it's because the parents don't listen. If the child no sooner, I always say child because somehow I still think of them in this manner. We'll say that the teenager speaks, and at the end of the first sentence, the adult is immediately giving advice. All the teenager wants to do is to talk and have someone listen and carry on a normal conversation, but adults immediately want to turn this into an advice-giving forum.
In other words, we're always preaching to these kids.
Always, yeah.
Did you ever have the experience when you were a teenager that you're at a table with a bunch of adults, and all of a sudden you want to be heard, and you make a comment, and then there's that deathly silence when nobody pays any real attention to you?
Oh, sure, sure.
I've oftentimes wondered if other people have had that experience.
That's what happens to me.
Terrible memories of being a teenager. Charlie, we have a caller in Cheyenne, Wyoming now, a listener on KFBC, Mr. Mike Moody. Good evening, Mike. Speak right up. You're on Night Call, sir.
Good evening, Rod. First of all, I'd like to make a comment.
Yes, sir.
I'd like to thank Mr. Schultz for his wonderful books. I've really enjoyed reading them. And I'm 26 years old, so I'm no longer a teenager, but I've really enjoyed all his books.
Well, thank you.
And secondly, I have to kind of concur with Mr. Schultz on his statement that being a teenager is not a disease, because I remember when I was one, and it's just part of growing up, I guess.
Do you have any teenagers in your family now, Mike?
No, thank you. No, I'm the last one in the in our family, the youngest. And I've watched all these teenagers here, and it's just a matter of growing up, and they have their own way of growing up. But when I was a kid, I did it differently, but I think it's all boils down to the same thing.
Well, do you think that teenagers are quite different today, Mike, than they were, say, 20 years ago? Have they gotten more sophisticated at a younger age, is what I'm really asking.
Yes, I would think they have, mainly because of the environment, you know, because of the emphasis in our life is so much, is brought at us at a much sooner age nowadays than it was in the old days. In the old days, you were allowed more time to grow up, and now it's kind of thrown at you.
Charlie, do you find this to be true?
Yes, and the mere fact, of course, that we have this monstrous thing called television sitting in every room in the house has had a good deal to do with it. And then also money. Most of the teenagers have more money than the previous generation.
Is this good or bad?
Oh, it's bad, of course.
Well, why?
Well, it enables them to get... of course, they're all going to be mad at me because this is what they hear all of the time, is that they have things too easy. But our generation had it easier than the previous generation, too, in this manner.
Are your teenagers...
I myself grew up.
Are your teenagers up right now?
No, no.
They're not in the room with you?
No, no.
In other words, there's no danger that you're going to be attacked for that statement.
By judo.
Oh, yes, and it's karate, too.
Yeah,
I think.
It just stands to reason that when you get things easier, it's going to take a little bit longer than to develop some of these necessary character traits.
Do you go the route with with your kids as far as allowance?
Well, we try, but I don't know if we're very successful. Our problem is that we live out here in the country, and the kids all have an allowance, but what makes them mad is they have no way of getting into town to spend it.
That's sort of a frustration, isn't it?
Yeah.
Mike, do you have any other comments you'd like to make?
Mentioned that thing with money. When I grew up, if I had more than, well, I was in Europe when I grew up, so I didn't have more than about 5 cents a week, I think, pocket money, and this kind of kept me from doing anything I was supposed to do.
Whereabouts did you grow up in Europe, Mike?
In Switzerland.
In Switzerland?
Yeah. And my parents paid me 50 centimes a week, which, that comes to about a dime a week, I guess.
Well, you were pretty limited then.
Yeah, well, it didn't really matter because we had other things to do.
So. In other words, you don't really need money to have fun when you get down to it.
We didn't need money, really.
Mike, I want to thank you for calling Night Call.
Well, you're welcome. Thank you.
And I've enjoyed your comments. Mr. Mike Moody from Cheyenne, Wyoming, a listener on KFBC. And, Charlie, we have a caller in Muncie, Indiana now, a listener on WBFM, Mr. Bruce Godsey. And I think that's WFBM here. Got him transposed. Hello, Bruce.
Hello.
How are you tonight, sir?
Fine.
Your comment.
Well, I just got over this disease that you call teenagers. I just turned 20 last May. And I just kind of thought that, being a teenager isn't quite as bad as some people like to think it is. And, I know I'm 20 now. I'm going to the University of Ball State in Monday. And I don't think that kids have to grow up as like the old people, parents and grandparents. They grew up at different times. But the problems are basically the same, I think.
From generation to generation, then?
Yes. I mean, there's a modification. I mean, we have rules in this America today, and I know myself now, if I don't stay in school, I'm going to have to fight a war which I didn't start. And, I mean, I realize that it has to be done in order to live in this country. I mean, now, this is quite a strain on anybody. I'm sure you already grow up, one year in high school, next year you're in college, you're out fighting,
Bruce, do you think we might have asked the question, is adulthood a disease?
I might. I guess you'd say it's as much a disease as being a teenager.
Charlie, any comments on Bruce's statements?
The phrase that stood out to me was having to fight a war that he didn't start. I guess this happens to almost every generation, doesn't it?
Bruce?
Well, I don't think it happens to every generation. I mean,
those that have to fight it rarely are the ones that have started it.
Yes, I guess so. Yes, so the principle is still the same. We didn't start the war.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it's on our responsibility.
Mm-hmm. No, I agree.
Bruce, do you find that, or did you find when you were a teenager, that adults didn't really listen to what you had to say?
Right. They think that, I mean, more likely they do know more than we do, but they don't give us an opportunity to stand up and say what we believe. And I'm kind of an amateur folk singer, and I'm kind of, you know, like a protest song, because in song you can express what you normally couldn't say outright in a conversation, get by with.
Bruce, I want to make a comment here. Come Thursday evening on Night Call, we have P.F. Sloan, who is Flip Stone of Sloan, who wrote Eve of Destruction.
Yes.
And he's going to be our guest on Night Call on Thursday night.
That's great.
So you'll want to listen in.
I sure will.
Bruce, I want to thank you for your comments.
Thank you.
Good night, sir.
Good night.
Mr. Bruce Godsey from Muncie, Indiana, listener on WFBM. And let's go to Baltimore, Maryland, a listener on WBAL, Mr. Gilbert LaBey. Good evening, Gilbert. Speak right up, sir. You're on Night Call. Hello, Gilbert.
Good evening, Mr. Schultz.
Yeah.
I remember a cartoon you produced last fall. I believe it was a Sunday item, and in it, one of your characters is about to kick a football. Lucy's holding it for him when she withdraws it. Matter of fact, this appeared ball seasons in a row.
Uh-huh.
And I'm wondering what in the world you could have had in mind that would create this image in your mind and produce it for us.
Oh, gosh, I just remember that this is one of the old tricks that the kids used to play when we were little, and it works out perfectly for Lucy, because naturally she is the only one in the strip that would do anything this mean. And the fall guy, of course, has to be Charlie Brown, because he is so completely trusting, and it's just an exaggerated gag that anybody should fall for this thing consistently, and, you know, fall for it over and over, year after year after year, and only someone like Charlie Brown would do it.
Charlie Brown is not really a teenager, is he?
No.
I mean, he's...
I don't think he'll ever make it.
He'll never make it.
No.
He's too trusting. Charlie's very honest, though, isn't he?
Oh, completely honest.
Well, where do we go? Do we lose our honesty when we're a teenager?
No, definitely not. I think you don't lose it till later on.
When you're about 21.
Yeah, exactly 21.
Gilbert?
That's amazing. Thanks a lot.
Thank you for calling Night Call.
Really
amazing. Mr. Gilbert LaBey from Baltimore, Maryland, a listener on WBAL. And our lines are now open on Night Call. And if you'd like to call us, collect here, give us a buzz at area code 313-84-666-01. Charlie, I was wondering, is there any cure or treatment available for the disease of being a teenager?
I think plenty of rest will help. Plenty of rest and a good diet.
Now, on whose part? The parent or the teenager?
Forget about the parents. You don't have any problem. Everything is going swell. One teenagers do have an advantage. They're just on things like diet and this sort.
They don't go for that.
Accomplished the last few years.
What about the dances that the teenagers are doing now?
Oh, I really envy them. I wish that I could do that sort of thing.
Do you think...
Not that I'm physically past it. I'm mentally past it. I don't have the capabilities. I never would have. But I really think it's great to watch. And we're going to be doing a TV show at Christmas, and we're going to have Snoopy doing some of these dances and the other kids. And I think it's quite admirable.
Our guest tonight, Mr. Charles Schulz, creator of the comic strip Peanuts. Our topic is teenage and disease. You're tuned to the Night Call Network.
This is Night Call, where you participate by calling Night Call's national phone number, 313-846-6601. Host Russ Gibb will return in 70 seconds with more Night Call.
Well, I can't this Sunday. I'm playing golf, and the following Sunday I promise to take the kids to the beach.
Uh-huh.
Man's got to spend some time with his kids, you know.
Yeah, sure.
Besides, we seem to get along just fine without church. You know, it's up to the individual. Gee, look at the time. I got to run. But anyhow, we'll trot along to church one of these days.
Uh-huh. Well, how about 2 weeks from Sunday?
Oh, I never planned that far ahead. 2 weeks, the whole world could blow up by then.
That's right.
Where you get the idea you could make it all by yourself? Doesn't it get a little lonely sometimes out on that limb without him? It's a great life, but it could be greater. Why try and go it alone? The blessings you lose may be your own.
The preceding was presented by the United Presbyterian Church. This is Night Call, and here is host, Russ Gibb.
Hello again, night people. My name is Gibb. Our guest tonight on Night Call, Mr. Charles Schulz. He's the creator of the comic strip Peanuts. And you've all had a chance to meet the Peanuts gang, I'm sure. Our topic is teenage a disease. And if you'd like to call us here at Night Call, our lines are now open and our operators are on duty. So give us a buzz at area code 313-846-6601. Now remember, you may call from anywhere collect. Please make that call station to station. The number, area code 313, Peanuts, get away from here. Area code 313-846-6601. And remember, if you'd like, you may make the call collect. And I'd like to welcome our listeners in Indianapolis on WFBM. It's nice to have you here with us at Night Call. Let's go out now to New York City, to Troy, New York, a listener on WBAL, Mr. James Kennedy. Good evening, James. Speak right up, sir. You're on Night Call.
Yes, I'd like to speak to Mr. Schulz.
Go right ahead, Jim.
Yes, hello, James.
Yeah, Mr. Schulz?
Uh-huh.
Some people call teenagers neurotic.
Uh-huh.
I've read many articles about the Peanuts cartoon, and they always say Lucy is a little neurotic girl. Yes, she takes my, she's very neurotic.
Uh-huh.
An American housewife type. And, I see it, put her in as a psychiatrist now.
Yeah.
And, all the articles still claim she's neurotic, but all her psychiatric help she gives out to the rest of the kids seems very truthful.
Uh-huh.
And I think it's really doing a great, great job.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Jim, do you think that being truthful is neurotic in our society today?
No, I think being truthful is the greatest thing in a society. But... of course, Lucy always gets her own way. That's the reason that they call her neurotic. American housewife always wants her own way, and Lucy always gets her own way, or she gets very upset. I think that's the reason they base it on that.
Well, do you feel that our society looks sort of askance at people that get their own way all the time?
I don't think they do. I don't think it they should. And I don't think that's really the truth, Mark. That's basically a European attitude. And that's where most of those articles are written. I know when... I believe it was a cartoonist convention in Italy, was it?
Yes.
And they wrote up the Peanuts cartoon and felt that it was very neurotic and all. And I couldn't see any real basis to these articles from time to time, mostly in Europe. And I think that's just their attitude they have toward America, right?
Yeah, the minute they start talking about the characters in this manner to me, I just kind of lose all track of what they're saying, because I don't... I never even think about it. I just kind of draw it from day to day and let it go.
Oh, that's true. Whereabouts do you live, Mr. Schulz?
We're up here north of San Francisco.
North of San Francisco?
Yeah.
I met a college girl a few weeks ago to tell me her father's a doctor in Chicago, and he treated you. girl, in a college girl, a few weeks ago. She, her father, is a doctor in Chicago.
Yes.
And she explained to me you were one of the patients.
In Chicago?
In Chicago.
I haven't been in Chicago for years.
Yeah, well, that's just something she was trying to impress.
Maybe she was a teenager and afflicted by the disease. Thank you for calling Night Calls, Jim. Mr. Jim Kennedy from Troy, New York, a listener on WBAL. Let's go out to Denver, Colorado now, a listener on KTLN, Miss Selma Darling. Good evening, Selma. Speak right up. You're on Night Call.
Oh, all right.
Yes, ma'am. Your comment.
What is a teenager?
Boy, there's a $100 question.
Oh, don't you like these people?
From 13 to what?
13 to,
19?
Yeah, I suppose, theoretically...
Not under 13.
No, that's a 12-er.
Well, I'll tell you. I'm over 60. I was brought up in Michigan. And my mother and dad were born in Norway. And I think the teenage was terrible. And we had a farm... Mostly fruit farm.
Mm-hmm.
And any penny that I wanted to spend on myself, not food or clothing or anything like that, I had to earn.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think kids do that anymore, do they?
No, this is one of the points I was talking about. I don't think it has to be that drastic, but I certainly think that anyone who can grow up with a real distinct idea as to the value of money has a big advantage over someone who does not grow up with this knowledge.
Well, I had to pick strawberries or apples or peaches or something.
But you know the value of a dollar now, don't you?
Yes.
She doesn't like peaches, but she knows the value of a dollar.
I was terribly interested in art.
Uh-huh.
And good at it. But I was reading for confirmation at the time,
mm-hmm.
You know, between 13 and 14.
Yes.
And I'd sit and paint pictures, and my mother would burn them up.
Oh, boy.
Because I didn't learn my Ten Commandments.
Yeah, that's terrible. No.
Wasn't that terrible?
It really was, uh-huh.
Wasn't she wrong?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, I didn't learn my commandments because I was always busy... painting pictures.
She was sitting on teeth, the teeth of the child. Yeah, that's terrible. I think she broke more commandments in doing that than you did.
Of course, now there's, who's your little character that hangs on the blanket? Linus?
Yes.
That sounds a little bit like Linus, you know. Here, Selma was painting pictures all the time, and we got Linus hanging onto the blanket. I wonder if there was some security involved in painting pictures.
I used to paint flowers and carnations and things like that, and she just, stick them in the stove,
uh-huh.
And tell me to learn my commandments.
Yeah, that was terrible.
I'm a Lutheran. I'm not a Catholic, but I had to learn all that stuff by heart.
Uh-huh.
And one time, when I had to walk into town, it was 3 miles. Here we had a fruit farm, and I knew a farmer within 2 miles of us, and his apples used to roll out of his tree because it was an embankment, and I took some apples to eat on the way home from reading my confirmation lesson, and I told my mother about it, and she made me go and pick out 4 of the best apples I could find in our orchard and walk back 4 miles.
You sound like Abraham Lincoln.
What do you think of that?
Well, I think that, were you able to improve then upon your actions toward your teenagers?
I had never taken anything in my life.
No, but I mean, were you able to treat your young people better then?
Well, I learned from that.
Yes, well, I think if each generation can learn then and improve, possibly we'll eventually get someplace.
But,
yes,
I cried and begged and everything else, and she said I had to go back and tell old man Fritz. What I had. And I had to pick out the 4 best apples that I could find on our farm and walk 4 miles with those apples.
Uh-huh.
Would a kid do that nowadays?
No, I doubt it very much.
Huh?
I doubt it very much.
I learned a lesson for life. And I don't ever remember taking anything before that or after that.
So at least, Selma, you learned a lesson when you were a teenager, anyway.
I learned a lesson, but I think my mother was wrong to burn up my CDs.
Yes, I think so, too.
But she thought the Ten Commandments were more important. What do you think?
I think she missed the law of love, which is even more important.
Well, which do you think was more important?
Love.
Should I sit there and paint, or should I learn my commandments?
I think painting is more important than the Ten Commandments.
Well, Selma, I want to thank you for calling Night Call.
Well, I enjoyed it.
We've enjoyed your comments immensely.
Okay.
Good night. Miss Selma Darling from Denver, Colorado, a listener on KTLN.
Charlie? I hope everyone understood my last statement.
That's quite a story that Selma had, eh?
That was good, wasn't it?
I thought she was beautiful.
Yeah.
And never going to be able to eat an apple anymore. All right, let's go down to Greenwood, Indiana now, a listener on WFBM, Mr. George Bailey. Good evening, George. Speak right up. You're on Night Call.
Mrs. Schultz, on this comment of teenagers being a disease, I think a good deal of the blame should be placed on the parents, because my wife and I just come out of our teenage years, and I do not think that enough emphasis is really placed on patriotism, in as much as that some of the demonstrating is carrying on, and the way these kids dress in college anymore, and the way they act like they want to try to run the country. And yet, by the same hand, they feel that they can deal in foreign affairs under the Air Force Reserve. And I get furious when these kids start protesting the American policy in Vietnam or carrying on to protest the various good points of our government. And I think a lot of the blame for some of this type of action could be very easily placed upon the parents more so than upon the children, because if they were taught to patriotism and how to act and how to dress, and if they weren't permitted to get away with some of the things that they do in their younger years, I don't think they would carry on like that as teenagers.
Charlie, what do you think about that?
Well, this is such a profound problem, and of course, patriotism doesn't necessarily mean that every act of your government is right, does it?
No, it doesn't, because I don't agree with a lot of the things that the government does. But I think that I don't think that the demonstrating and things like this that these teenagers are doing now is an answer to the solution, and I surely cannot see where it is helping our government in any way.
I think this demonstrating is a phase of the times, and I think it will gradually pass out of the picture within a matter of a few years, and then there will be some other manner of making our needs known.
Well, George,
I
hope so. George, do you feel that most teenagers, though, today, American teenagers, are rather patriotic?
Quite a bit. They are quite a bit in their high school days. I feel that a lot of them are proving their patriotism right now in Vietnam. A lot of them have in Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. And I think a lot of them are, did, in the Dominican crisis, because you'll find that the majority of your armed services are teenagers. Because when I went through the Army, I was 19 years old, and I was one of the older people in the company. And for the most part, I do not think that the teenagers are bad. As a matter of fact, I think the teenagers of today are a good group of children. For the most part. However, I do feel that the times are quite pushing and are forcing them to grow up sooner and have to act perhaps differently.
Yes.
But I don't think that the majority of them can be blamed for what the minority do. Now, you take care in Greenwood and in Indianapolis. When a teenager commits a crime, boy, it hits the front page of the paper. If you let an adult go out and commit the same crime, you'll find it on the second page.
George, your time's up on your call now, and I want to thank you for calling Night Call.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you for your comments, sir. Mr. George Bailey from Greenwood, Indiana, listener on WFBM.
Our guest tonight, Mr. Charles Schulz, creator of the comic strip Peanuts. Our topic is Teenage, a Disease. You're tuned to the Night Call Network.
This is Night Call, where you participate by calling Night Call's national phone number, 313-846-6601. Host Russ Gibb will return in 70 seconds with more Night Call.
Busy America! Busy America! Busy making money, busy buying gadgets, busy keeping up with you-know-who.
Is that your idea of fulfillment? Don't you wonder if there's more to life than just that rat race with no finish line?
Where do you get the idea you could make it all by yourself? Doesn't it get a little lonely sometimes out on that limb without him? It's a great life, but it could be greater if I try and go it alone. The blessings you lose may be your own.
The preceding was presented by the United Presbyterian Church. This is Night Call, and here is host, Russ Gibb.
Our guest tonight on Night Call, Mr. Charles Schulz, creator of the comic strip Peanuts, and our topic is Teenage Disease, and we'd like to invite you to join us here on Night Call. It's very simple. All you have to do is pick up your telephone and give us a buzz here at our national Night Call number. That's area code 313-846-6601. Now remember, you may call direct from anywhere. And you can make the call collect if you wish. Now, please make the call station to station. The number, area code 313-846-6601. And our lines are now open and our operators are on duty. And we await your comment here on Night Call. The topic tonight is Teenage, a Disease. Our guest, Mr. Charles Schulz. Charlie, I have a caller now from Denver, Colorado, a listener on KTLN, Mr. Dwayne Bruce. Hello, Dwayne.
Yes, sir, your comment. Dee, I'm going to ask that you replace the call. We're having difficulty hearing you, and we'll go now to Billings, Montana, a listener on KGHL, Pauline Leach. Good evening, Pauline. Your comment, please.
Good evening. How's everyone over there?
Real fine, Pauline.
Good. Now then, as more of us lost contact, we were thinking of teenagers, were we not?
Yes, ma'am. That's right. That's our guest tonight, Mr. Charles Schulz.
This is your guest.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, may I tell him that we could almost panic some of the youngsters that I know just because they thoroughly admire the cartoon. They just do the meaning of it. And I think it's significant. And I want to also say something about our community in Montana. Most of them produce flags. Most of them believe in God.
Pauline, can you speak up a little bit, please?
I can't hear at all, Russ.
Pauline? Pauline?
I want to put a plug in for our community in Montana. Most of them produce the flag when it goes by. Most of them believe in God.
You're saying that most kids out in Montana are decent teenagers. Is that correct, Pauline?
Hmm?
You're saying that most kids in Montana are decent teenagers that you know.
Yes, they are.
Well, I want to thank you for your... I want to thank you for your comments, Pauline. We've enjoyed having you here on Night Call.
God bless you.
God bless you, ma'am. Good night. Let's go to Denver, Colorado, a listener on KTL... And now, and it's Marion Lyons from Denver. Good evening, Marion. Speak right up. You're on Night Call, ma'am.
Am I loud enough?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, good. This isn't about the teenage disease.
However, it does give me an opportunity that I've wanted, and that is to find out from Mr. Schultz what his tongue-in-cheek flap is concerning the great pumpkin. Is that, there's two things I want to ask. Is that a preachment to us that Christmas is a pagan holiday and the way we observe it and the Santa Claus thing? And also, about Lucy, and is that telling us that women don't know their place?
Well, you're right on the first one, but not on the second one. The second one, I don't, I haven't gone into that much, but certainly the Great Pumpkin is a takeoff on Santa Claus and how he has destroyed Christmas, and it's just one little boy's disillusionment.
Well, I was so glad the first time I read that about 3 years ago, because it's a lesson we all need to learn, and Christmas is certainly a paganized holiday.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm glad to know that's what you're trying to get across.
Well, good.
But I thought the aggressive little Lucy might be miniature version of the too aggressive adult woman.
Oh, at times I suppose it varies. Now, she started out just to be a dominating little girl because it is true that the little girls of a comparable age do seem to be able to do things better than the little boys, but I don't follow that through very consistently. This is not uppermost in my mind.
And Carrie, did you bring in now and then Frida with the naturally curly hair?
Mm-hmm.
Is a slap at a female vanity, isn't it?
Oh, yes, I guess that would be.
Well, I'm with you, Mr. Schultz. I'm thoroughly with you.
Well, that's good.
Marion? Can you remember when you were a teenager?
Oh, certainly.
That, I didn't mean that to be a loaded question.
Oh, yes, I remember very well, although it was quite a few years ago.
Do you think that being a teenager is having a disease, as it were?
I grew up in a small town. We were quite a rural town. And the flapper era in which I grew up didn't reach our town to the degree that it was in the cities. I think the city children of the age did have this teenage disease, but we were pretty well restricted where I lived, and it was frowned upon, the rouge knees and all this.
But that was pretty wild in its day, right?
Beg pardon?
That was pretty wild in its day.
Oh, you bet. We were swingers.
You were swingers. What about the kids that are swingers today? Do you think
Well, in the rural areas, I think it might possibly compare to the rural areas where I grew up.
And how about the city areas? Is that a different breed of cat?
A pair of old pictures. For instance, we modern. Oh, they were. How daring they were.
Adults only? Was that for adults only?
Oh, no, no. It was a family entertainment. But they were so daring. It makes you want to laugh now because that's why I think that I understand teenagers and their whims and their fads and their, their hairdos even.
You don't think that they're necessarily falling apart, then, that we're not raising a generation of monsters?
Generation? My goodness, we worried the old people to death.
Can I ask a loaded question, Marion, to you? Marion?
Yes, sir.
Can I ask a loaded question? If you had it to any age that you could live over, would you pick out being a teenager again?
I wouldn't be any age again, Mr. Gibbs. I've lived 58 years to get all this knowledge and all this wisdom and all these gray hairs, and I work hard for them. I wouldn't give a day of it up.
Marion, I want to thank you for calling Night Call.
Thank you, Mr. Gibbs.
Good night, ma'am.
Good night.
Marion Lyon from Denver, Colorado, a listener on KTLN.
Where did you get
get all these bright listeners, right?
Well, I have them. They're abounding out there.
Yeah.
And some of them may be 58 years old, but they have the mental activity and the joy of living of a teenager, believe me.
Yes.
I'm going to introduce a gentleman to you now who I'm sure is over 21 and is no longer a teenager, but his comments are very interesting. A good friend of ours on Night Call, Mr. Dave Adams from Denver, Colorado, a listener on KTLN. Hello, Dave. Speak right up. You're on Night Call, sir.
Hello there.
How are you, sir?
I'm stupid. That what I've learned from him about teenagers, if you put it in a peanut shell, it still rattles.
Charlie?
Yeah?
Did you hear that comment?
Oh, I'm kind of ignoring it.
And tell him to quit picking on Snoopy, too.
Snoopy can take care of himself.
Yeah, well, I like dogs, and I like that song in the back door of my jaws or something that says, quit kicking my dog around, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And, I just haven't, he's just not with it, as the teenager says. He's out, he's not in.
By the way, I wonder, is Snoopy a teenager?
Oh, I don't have the slightest idea.
He's ageless.
Yeah.
Dave, do you think being a teenager is having a disease?
No, I don't. I think teenagers are wonderful kids, and now they're more good kids than they are bad ones, and I think that a lot of adults are abusing them, and I think that teenagers will be all right. We shouldn't criticize them so much.
How do we abuse teenagers, Dave?
Well, we criticize their haircuts, their hairdos, and their clothes, and their attitude, and their dances, and to say the dances are suggestive and provocative and indecent, and it's just because, you know, it's like the old fox, you know, saw the grapes and said he tried to reach him and he kept the inches all shut, so it must be sour anyway.
Charlie?
Well, I'm wondering if we have all these people who are saying they're so wonderful, and yet tomorrow morning we're going to pick up the paper and we're going to find out that a lot of people don't think they are. Whatever happened to those people?
Dave, what happened to these people that are always criticizing teenagers? Where are they tonight? We hear a lot about people that criticize teenagers, particularly in the newspapers. Where are all these people tonight? Why haven't they called in?
Well, they're hiding under their bed sheets. They're the type that go night riding, you know, and don't want to expose themselves.
Well, Dave, thank you for calling Night Call.
Good night.
Good night, Dave. Mr. Dave Adams from Denver, Colorado, a listener on KTLN. And Mr. Charles Schultz, I want to thank you for being our guest on Night Call.
Are we all done so quickly?
Yes, sir. It goes fast, doesn't it? It's been a real pleasure having you here, and I hope that you'll bring your Peanuts gang back to Night Call soon.
It's been my pleasure, Russ. I've enjoyed it thoroughly.
Good night, sir.
Good night.
Continuing our look at teenagers, tomorrow night we have Dr. S. Ross Fox, and our topic, What Every Teenager Needs to Know About Sex. Until then, this is Gibb wishing you good luck and Godspeed.
Night Call is produced by the Methodist Church in cooperation with the National Council of Churches and this radio station as a radio forum dedicated to the frank discussion of vital issues of daily life. Night Call encourages its participants to express freely and responsibly their own personal opinions.